Good Shepherd Sermon for Palm Sunday, March 24th, 2024. Pastor Paul Tolbert. Good Shepherd Lutheran Church and School is located in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, in the United States. Our mission is simple and bold. We seek to grow in faith and knowledge of our Savior Jesus. We want to make Him known to others so they too might share in the joy Jesus won for them. Here's Pastor.
This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to all of you. Welcome to the friends and family of our confirmands. Welcome to you, confirmands. We're glad you could be here because this is God's word for this particular moment in time. Think for a second of everything that God had to make sure was happening so all of you could be here to let them hear that you are praying for them. That all of you are here to hear the words that are directed, first of all, to them, but to all of us. First one is from Hebrews chapter 12. That's the text. Let us keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, who is the author of our faith. Fixed on Jesus. Yeah, look at us. We're fixed on these four up here. Or you're fixed on me because I have this white thing on, right? Or is red today? What's up with the red, Pastor? It's a celebration day. We're reminded of what the Holy Spirit does with His Word. There's something you're going to hear most of the time as you go through life. Wherever you're looking, that's where you're going to go. In the business world, I call that a goal. Yeah, you got to set your target out there. What you look at, that's where you're going to go. So what happens is, Satan knows that that's how people work because he knows us very well. He has been studying the human race since the fall of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. And he loves to distract us from the important things of life. Yeah, he takes great joy in that. He's really good. In fact, he's so deceitful that Jesus says when the devil lies, he is speaking his native language. Ooh. So he's out there, and he's trying to get you distracted. Pretty easy today because we're all wearing cool clothes and awesome things, and it's great. Oh, neat. Today we're going to be looking at what does that mean when it says, let us keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. You know, knowing that the devil is against you, you might need to know how he's going to work. See, the devil doesn't want anything good for you. All he wants is for you to be full of pain and sadness now. He wants you to be lonely now. He wants you to be nervous and afraid now because he doesn't want any of the blessings that God has poured out for you. So, this is how he works. Am I good enough to be here? Do I really know my faith? What if I have a doubt? What if I'm not dressed right? What if I didn't come the right way? What if I'm late? What if I'm early? What if my parents don't like me? What if my parents love me but I don't want to do what God says? What if all these things that go through people's heads are little lies that Satan is going to throw at you all the time? He's going to throw little lies at you like you're not good enough. Your sin is so bad, so stained, that you cannot make it into heaven. God can't forgive you. That's what Satan says. God can't forgive you. Why? Well, I sinned last week, the same sin again and again. I keep on falling into the same sin. I am not going to make it. Well, then Satan will take that lie and say, well, since you're not going to make it, why try? Just go on and do your own thing. When you look at Satan and all his effects, Jesus knew very well about all those things that Satan was going to try on you. So this is what he wrote to a congregation in a city called Corinth. He says these from chapter 6. Do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God. We're not all going to get there, according to this thing. It says, just being a human being doesn't get me into heaven. He says, the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God. Well, then what about those little half-truths that are swirling around in my brain and in my heart that I'm a sinner and maybe God can't forgive me? He goes on. He says, do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor male prostitutes, nor homosexual offenders, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. I know that you are really good with your adults, and I know she'll come back, don't worry. But just so you know, and they've told you the truth about this world, all of us in this room fit into this category. Because the Lord says these things are covered when you sin against him in your mind. So where is the comfort there? Well, it's that there's no comfort there because you're looking at other people. You're looking at your own life. You're looking at what in the world has gone on in the past. You need to understand when Jesus says, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, he's reminding us, no, that is not you. Listen to how he said it here. He says, that is what some of you were. So he's talking to a whole room full of bad folks, making bad decisions, sinning against God, and all of a sudden he says, but that is what some of you were. And what changed? How did they go from this group that's on their way out of God's kingdom to loved and cherished by the Father? He goes on to say, you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. Your families a couple of years ago saw to it that you were baptized. That meant that God chose to adopt you as his own with the washing of water and the word. And then what happens is they told you about him. Probably in bedtime prayers, maybe every now and then reading a little devotion to you as a child. But then what happened? As they got older, people wanted to know, can you help me make sure that my children understand what's going on here a little bit more? I would like them to have a deeper understanding because your parents and all of us grown-ups here know it's a long haul in this world. There's lots of stuff. It's designed by Satan to keep you out of heaven. So the congregation provides pastors. And we teach God's word to God's people. And the Holy Spirit gathers us together like he does today. And we study at worship services. We study in Bible classes. And we study in confirmation class. Normally about this time, the confirmation class would see me sitting down in the ground to talk to them. I'm going to talk to you on the ground like it normally would. He says, let us fix our eyes on Jesus. He does not say, fix your eyes on, remember that you were confirmed and you're not saved by confirmation. You're not saved by Pastor John or Pastor T. You're not saved by how flimsy a hold you have onto God or the doubts that you have. You're not saved by that. You're saved by Christ. Christ saves you. Not even your faith in Christ saves you. Jesus says the faith is given so that you can get connected to Christ who saves you. So it's not your clothes, as beautiful as they may be, that save you. It's not your friends, as good as they may be, that saves you. It is Christ who saves you. Now, you need your friends, your Christian friends particularly, in these last days. And there's going to be lots of reasons to be wondering, man, am I good enough? Am I going to make it? Am I going to make it? And when that happens, don't look at your confirmation certificate. That's not going to save you. Christ saves you. All the good stuff you're doing, no, that doesn't save you. Christ saves you. So start off in the morning by refreshing yourself with this truth that Christ saves you. He's washed away your sins. And at the end of every day, take a deep breath and say, Christ saves me. You fix your eyes on Jesus Christ, and everything else follows. If I look at my life in the past, I will just say, that's it for me, folks. I'm toast. There's no way I'm going to get into heaven. If I look at my life right now, I'm going to be all confused. I have so many questions, and you're going to have more questions as you grow up. But guess what? Fix your eyes on Jesus, and he's coming, and he's going to keep his promise and take you home. So let us fix our eyes on Jesus. He's the author of our faith, the one who created it to begin with. It's all in his word. So go back to his word again and again and again. And when we feel overwhelmed, go back to his word and say, oh, that's right, fix my eyes on Jesus. Don't be confused when you look around. Don't be sad when you look in the past. Instead, fix your eyes on Jesus, the author of your faith. And I love this description, the one who brings it to completion. He's the one who's going to make sure that you're in heaven. It's not up to you. God Almighty is going to do that. God who went to a cross, gathered up every sin, and paid for it with his lifeblood, has guaranteed you're his, and he wants you in heaven. So he is the author of your faith and the one who brings it to completion. What a great God we serve. In his name, so let us live. Amen.